Okay, Senate Bill 72, Senator Dietrich's been very patient with us here. Increase the renewal fee for insurance producers and to revise the renewal period for from annual to biannual. Senator.
Thank you, Chairman Monson. Committee, I'm Elmer Dietrich. I have a bill before you here, Bill 72, but in order to present it properly, I need to move an amendment.
Is there a motion to move the amendment? Motion. Senator McCracken, second by Senator Brown. We'll move that for discussion purposes. Go ahead.
Thank you. In the printed bill as presented today, on page 3, we need to insert between lines 15 and 16 those two little I's in parentheses, and I don't know what they mean, plus annual renewal of license is $25. And then, of course, on that same page, line 16, because we inserted that, we need to overstrike the two I's in the parentheses and insert 3 there. And on line 17, we need to overstrike the 3 and insert 4.
We've moved it, so we'll move the amendment after discussion. Go ahead, Senator.
Okay, thank you. This is a department request to change the frequency of payment and the amount of the fees for the continuous education program for the life insurance industry. Now, just for statistically, we have 7,273 in-state licenses. We have 15,826 out-of-state licenses, which is quite a volume. Now, this is basically an economic issue. Now, there haven't been any changes in these fees since 1985. Now, this increase would be more in line with what the current processing costs are and would give the department more time, because you would eliminate 1 year of processing. Now, the bill would increase the fees from $10 to $15 per year and make it payable every 2 years instead of every year. So basically, it's a very, very simple bill. All it does is increase the $5 per year and make it payable every other year.
Thank you, Senator. Other questions, Senator Dietrich? Senator Bogue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Dietrich, I guess I'm confused that in section 2 of the bill it's jumping from $10 to $30. Am I misunderstanding the application here, or because you're talking about only a $5 or $15 increase?
Where are you
section
at?
Section 2.
Huh? We're on page 5. To $30.
Okay. Well.
Right. It's
30
every 2 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's 30. Yeah, it'd be $30 every 2 years.
Thank you, Senator Dietrich. Well, then the only other question I have is, do you have actual budget numbers to show that? I mean, as normally we've been required in the rule review process when they come in for fee increases, that, you know, to justify the exam cost has gone up, the administration cost has gone up. I mean, other than, not that I'm saying that you're not telling us the truth, but can you show us the numbers?
No, I can't. I can't show you those numbers.
Further question to Senator Dietrich? No, thank you very much. Further proponents of Senate Bill 72. Further proponents of Senate Bill 72. Are there opponents of Senate Bill? Go ahead. Okay, let's go.
Proponent. Yes.
Proponents.
I just stood up late.
Gentlemen.
Yes, Darla Lyon, Division of Insurance. I just want to mostly speak to the amendment, and want to thank Senator Dietrich for bringing this bill, because it did bring to our attention the fact that we needed to change placement of some of these fees. And I would like to explain that so that you're aware of the reason that we need to do this. When we changed the bill last year, our agent licensing bill, the long, obnoxious 144-page bill that we had to bring, we deleted some things, replaced them with other things, and I have a cleanup bill in this year to take care of some of those things. But when we looked at this bill, we realized that there was another place that we had missed it. And let me get to my bill. There was a section of law that talked about non-resident licenses, the certification of those licenses, and certain things that had to be done for non-residents, which we repealed. At the end of that section, it talked about non-resident agent license renewals at a cost of $25 annually. For some reason, that annual fee, when that was put in place, and it was, I'm trying to think of the year, but it was probably late 80s, early 90s, the fee was not also put in 58.2, which is where we outline most of our fees are kind of outlined there. We have a couple other places too where that didn't happen. It's only in the body of the statute. It's not in our fee schedule for some reason. But the section, if you look at page 3 of your bill, section F says resident insurance producer original license. When we changed the language of the bill last year, we changed all of the words broker to producer, because we no longer distinguish between a producer and a broker in that sense. And so this, the old language in F here was resident broker license, and those licenses renewed at $25 a year. A resident producer license, however, does not renew. So that was changed. The $25 fee was left in. When we were trying to incorporate everything and review everything, we took a look at the $25 renewal, thinking that was the non-resident, where in fact it really is in the wrong place. And so that's why the movement of the $25 up to E, where it is more accurately placed, because we have a non-resident agent renewal. I hope that didn't confuse anybody, but that's the reason for the amendment.
Other questions of Darla? Senator Bogue?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I guess, Darla, I'll ask you the same question I asked Senator Dietrich, is can you show us the numbers? Why the need for the increase? Granted, it's been a long time, but if this is his bill and not yours.
I do not know that. I cannot show you that our costs have increased. And it doesn't matter to me what the fee is. I think the main point is the resident insurance agents have to file their required continuing education hours with us every 2 years. But every year, for some reason, when the law was first drafted, they had to pay the fee. And it's been difficult. And we get, you know, agents complaining to us because on that off year, they sometimes forget. We have to then take their license because they're not in compliance, and then they have to start over with an application. Now we have a reinstatement that we allow them to do, but it's cumbersome, and it would be easier for them probably to remember to pay the fee if it was every other year. Can it be $20 the same as what it is now, 10 a year? Yes, I don't have a problem with that.
Mr. Chair, so just to rephrase that, if we were to take out all fee increases and do the housekeeping things that you're asking us to do, then you're still comfortable with
yes.
the bill?
Yes.
Thank you.
Further questions of Darla? If not, thank you. Are there other further proponents? Are there opponents of Senate Bill 72? If not, we've got an amendment that's been moved and seconded. All in favor of the amendment, say aye. Opposed, the same. It's been amended. Are there further questions? questions, comments on Senate Bill 22 as amended or action, Senator Bolton?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I guess to the extent that I clearly don't have this written out, and if Jackie could figure it out, I would have no problem doing exactly what Darla stated, is to make the housekeeping referential changes from F to E and changing to biennial, and just deleting any fee increase, thus leaving the bill essentially as is with no increase. So I'm not, this is very off the cuff, I apologize, Mr. Chairman, but if that is understandable to the committee, I don't think it's terribly complex. I just don't know where that goes.
I think it would be a matter of changing 30 to 20 in section 2.
And then go to page...
In the list, changing...
On page 3.
Okay. If everyone understands, I'd make a motion to further amend...
Further amend is this motion by Senator Bogue, is a second. Second by Senator Whiting. Comments on that motion? There being none, all in favor of amending Senate Bill 72 further, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, it's been amended further. So further comments or actions on Senate Bill 72 as amended?
Mr. Chair, I would do pass as amended.
Senator Bogue moves do pass as amended. Is there a second?
Aye.
Second by Senator Whiting. Comments on that motion? There. Okay.
Well, just to be comment, I would agree with Senator Bogue. I think just as a matter of principle, when they come in for these fee increases, we should know why. And it's that simple.
Further comments? Senator Brown.
Well, on the page 5 in that section 2, it indicates a continuing education fund. And I assumed that was one of the reasons for that increase, but the proponents didn't indicate that.
Further comments? There being none, all in favor of Senate Bill, what do we have, 72, go on the floor with a do pass, vote aye. As amended, we'll vote aye. Those opposed, vote no. Secretary, call the roll.
Sutton?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye. Senate Bill 72 will go to the floor. Do pass as amended. Let's move.
Mr. Chairman, I think we may need a title amendment to reflect that change.
Is there a motion to title amendment?
I would so move.
Senator Bogue seconded.
Second.
Second by Senator Brown. All in favor of the title amendment, say aye.
Aye.
So done.